And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Carl Misla joins us. He is a reporter for the London Standard. And we wanted to start the show tonight talking about Madonna. She is on stage again. She's got a tour called the Reinvention Tour, and she was at the Forum here in Los Angeles last night and a few nights ago. The tour is called the Reinvention World Tour, and Carl, when we talk about Madonna and a tour called Reinvention, that's sort of what she does anyway, isn't it?
Well, it's sort of what she does, but to call your tour Reinvention, Phil, or to call your show Reinvention, then you have to come to the table with some sort of reinvented show, and Madonna does not. And it didn't surprise me. I went to the show knowing full well that it would most probably be an embarrassing abomination. And the only question was to what depth she would sink. And even though I did come away completely speechless and shocked at the so-called performance that she gave, but it wasn't a surprise. What was a surprise for me was to the depths that she sunk. She is traditionally well known as tasteless and tactless. She is traditionally well known as just above the vulgarity level of a farm pig. She is, without question, an individual who has gone a long way on very, very little talent.
All right, well, that's coming out of the gate with both guns blazing.
Well, you sort of have to come out of the gate with both guns blazing with Madonna, because she has so many apologists in the media. And the American... I suppose more than anything, the most frustrating part of reviewing a Madonna show is that you're reviewing it not only for a European audience, but also for an American audience. And Americans are traditionally, with the greatest respect to my host and to the people listening to the program this evening, Americans have a maddening ability to look at a pile of dog excrement and say, it looks like Swiss cheese, you know. They don't really know what they're looking at.
Let me help you along. Not help you along, Carl, because I know you know what you're talking about. You're talking about Madonna's show. You obviously don't like her. And
well, it's not a personal thing. She's an overrated animal. She has no real singing ability. She's not really got much in the way of dancing ability. But what she did on stage last night at the Forum was utterly without reason, and it is utterly without redeeming value. And that there were children in the audience, and that there were mothers present while she did what she did, in a very graphic way, in a way that said, I don't really care what children think about this that I'm doing right now in front of their very eyes, is almost unbelievable, even for Madonna. And I know that she can get down in the sewer better than any other artist that I can think of. And being an American artist, again, I emphasize with the greatest respect to you and to the people listening, being an American pop music artist means there is no real bottom. You will swim in any sewer in order to please the powers that be at your record label or whatever.
Look, there's a lot of politics, though, in her show, correct?
No, it's not political at all.
My understanding was that there was a George Bush and Saddam Hussein.
Well, unless you consider pure unadulterated filth political. I mean, the thing that this woman, if you can really even call her a woman after what I saw her engage in last night, what she did on stage in front of, and I would imagine again, the young people, and it's questionable whether there was anyone in the audience really under the age of 40 who even knows who in bloody hell Madonna is, but the thing she did on stage, I was literally, I waited for her to come back out and apologize. I honestly did.
You know, I haven't seen the show. In fact, having never really seen Madonna live, you're painting a pretty ugly picture, and Madonna's always gone for shock value. But
shock, Phil, is one thing. Shock in many ways is predictable. I mean, to give you an example, I'm sure that Eminem thinks he's shocking, but when in point of fact he's utterly boring. But Madonna, because she has always, in my opinion, lacked real talent for performing, has never has to overreach. But to do what she did on stage at the Forum last night with children and families looking on was so repugnant, so utterly without, you know, redeeming social value. When I recall things that they said, for instance, about Ozzy Osbourne and what he's done and been arrested for, and then Madonna has the utter temerity to walk out onto the stage last night and begin a series of exhibitions that would make your stomach turn, is inconceivable to me. It really is.
All right, we're talking with Carl Mizla about the Madonna. I didn't see the show at all, Carl. I read a negative review of it by Robert Hilburn in the L.A. Times, but I did not.
Well, you know, Robert's a very good friend, but he's prone to, you know, he wants to stay friends with these people. You know, this is Robert's weakness. He wants to stay friends with Madonna, so he's not going to. He's not really going to tell it the story, is he?
All right, let me give our phone number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8666. What, can you tell me what the nature of what she did was? Was it sexual? Was it pornographic? Because you're painting, as I said, a picture that is vulgar.
Well, sexual does not even begin to describe what Madonna did last night, Phil. And I certainly understand your frustration. What she did was vulgar, even for Madonna. Madonna is vulgar. Madonna, you could spell Madonna V-U-L-G-A-R or V-U-L-G-A-R-I-T-Y. Or you could spell Madonna V-O-M-I-T, if you want to. She's always been vulgar. She's always been just above the level of a pig, a slop farm pig, in the way that she presents herself.
You know, can I interrupt for a minute, Carl?
Certainly.
You don't sound like you like her. I mean,
I don't like her. I mean, I'm...
Well, no, but it sounds almost like it's personal, man. I mean, there's a certain level of anger. That
no, there's no anger. I'm writing for a London Daily newspaper. I'm living in America right now, you know, on a work visa, and they send me to these shows. They send me to these American shows, and I'm listening. Understand that for me, like so many other writers from Europe, I go into an American audience and I listen to them squealing like school children for this facile entertainment, for this. This gross freak show that they call entertainment over here is very frustrating. Madonna is nothing more. In Europe, Madonna is seen as nothing more than, as I said, than just a festering pile of dog excrement. But in the United States, all of a sudden, everyone thinks she's the second coming of the Beatles or of, God forbid, Barbara Streisand or something like that, you know. And
well, give me the specifics. Did you have to go? Did it have to go with the music? Was it part of the stage show and what she did?
Well, it was a combination of both, but more the stage show and the graphic nature of it. Now, I have interviewed Madonna on almost every tour she's been on. I can assure you, it is not a pleasant experience. First off, she is not a pleasant person because she's this overinflated. She has this overinflated sense of who she is. But more to the point here is the personal hygiene of the woman. It is absolutely a travesty. You walk into her dressing room, and it is the stench, the smell is foul. And that no one in her entourage is acquainted enough with feminine hygiene products and antiperspirant.
Wait, this is when you've been interviewing her.
I'm sorry, but I didn't get that.
This is when you've been interviewing Madonna. You've gone into her dressing room, and it has smelled in there.
As sure as Custer took an arrow right through his neck, you walk in. I can tell you. 3 weeks ago, my niece visited from London. My sister is on the board of Virgin Records, and she was traveling. So my niece is here. I said, "Well, I'll take my niece to the Los Angeles Zoo." And we walked into the petting zoo, and I don't know if you're familiar with petting zoos, but...
Yeah, the kids go there.
Right, the kids are there, and they had guinea pigs, and they were chickens, and they were goats, and this sort of thing. And I took a deep breath, and I said, Jesus, you know, I used the Lord's name in vain, and I said, it smells like I'm sitting next to Madonna. It is a fetid, musty, musky stench that emanates from... almost months of animal excrement moldering beneath hay.
Wow. I have never heard in all of the interviews of Madonna her described quite this way. And what you are describing is a stage show and a woman that is and was patently offensive.
That is precisely the correct thought. And I thought of becoming an American citizen, the fact that almost every American bows at the feet of this rancid, foul Madonna is almost embarrassing to be associated with Megan. And so I have said to my attorney, who was an immigration attorney, and I wanted to get a green card, I said, I have second thoughts, because why would I want to become an American citizen when almost every American bows and scrapes at the feet of this malodorous cow who has all the talent of a one-armed vaudevillian juggler, and yet is perceived as almost a Christ-like figure in the United States. And this is why I have such frustration with this country and the way that you people are.
All right, hold on for a minute. Carl Misler with us. This is the most unbelievable review I've ever heard of Madonna, any show she's ever given. He said that it was new depths, that she has sunk to new depths. He said that what she did on stage last night during her reinvention tour show did not take into consideration that there were children present. He said it was vulgar, even for Madonna. He said that she herself is a cow. I'm flabbergasted. Now, I got to tell you, the reviews of this tour have not been great, but I've not heard it reviewed quite like this. We're going to be back with Carl Misler from the London Standard about the Madonna tour, and our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will continue in a moment. Coming up later on our show, we've got a Kobe Bryant update, and Dr. Jeff Dowder will join us as well.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Carl Misler of the London Standard joins me. He is a writer and a reviewer of popular music. He saw the Madonna show. Madonna is, you know, I can understand how Madonna has been controversial. You are painting the portrait of a woman who is so utterly befouled. I mean, you're talking about a show that is obscene. Her show, this new reinvention show, is obscene. Is that what you're saying?
I think, Phil, listen, please don't misunderstand me. To say that the show is obscene is to almost give it a recommendation. I'm telling you that this show is a journey into a septic tank. It is a journey into a septic tank. It's to sit and to bathe in sewage. It's to sit and bathe in someone else's filth. But it does not surprise me, coming from Madonna, because she has always been one who is willing to plumb the depths of depravity in a gleeful, almost a happy way, and in the process scandalize children and outrage parents, and this from a mother of two children. Now, here is the part that I think is the most...
She has two kids, doesn't she?
She does have two children. She's got, Lourdes, a little girl whose father was a handyman in Miami, some kind of a gardener or a plumber. This is what we have with Madonna. She spread for a man who was hourly at the home she was with, that she was living in. Then we have Rocco, who is the progeny of this most recent this most recent joke that she's married, Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie, everyone knows, it's well known in Europe, Guy Ritchie is a talentless hack, but in America, of course, he is a
let me interrupt you here for a minute. You have an opinion that Americans are being duped and fooled by Madonna, where the rest of the world isn't.
Oh, without question, right.
I mean, but isn't she popular in Europe?
Well, she's popular in Europe in a way that is almost... It's the reason why people went to see William Hung from America. In other words, she's popular in Europe because she's so bad. But Americans are the only ones who... So look at what we've got to offer up here. We've got Madonna. Donna, there's another reason why you should just love our culture here in America. And look at her. Isn't she brilliant? The rest of the world is looking at her. She's perfect rubbish. And yet, through it all, and I wanted to talk about her children because she was on stage last night at the Forum in Los Angeles, and she's performing her filth. And that's all you can describe it, Phil. It is utter corn-speckled excrement. Really, what she was doing. And I... Really, the only... And the other thing that bothers me about her is she is...
Let's keep to her show, okay? You're doing a lot of personal attacking here.
Well, I'm not doing personal attacking.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of this personal hygiene. Let's stick to the show.
Well, I want to say, though, she affects an English accent. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but Madonna walks around Europe, when she was living in Europe, with an English accent. And but the only thing that's English... that one could say is remotely English on Madonna, her rotting yellow teeth with the gap in the middle. That's what's English about her, is the fact that her smile is like looking at rows of crooked corn on the cob. And so I...
All right, but let's move past the... I'm comfortable with the personal attack. Let's talk about the show.
Well, I'll talk about the show, but in order to talk about the show, I've got to bring up one thing. There were children present at the show last night, and also Madonna is the mother of two children. She's got this Lordy, she's got this kid Rocco. These children I have met, and it is quite a sad day when a reporter must report, as I must report on your program this evening, that not only is Madonna utterly devoid of any human decency as well as talent, but her children are without question literally the stupidest looking. And
I'm really not comfortable with talking about the kids.
All right, but
I'm really not comfortable with talking about her kids. I mean, the children. Children are guiltless and blameless regardless, wouldn't you say?
No, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that they have the dull, dead look that their father and mother have.
I'm not comfortable with this. Okay, these children...
I'm not criticizing the children's personalities, Phil. I'm just saying when you look at Rocco, you look at Lordy's, you look at Madonna's children, they have that dead look. I would never bring myself to say this about a child.
And so why are we saying it about Madonna?
Because it's amazing. It's true. I've interviewed the children of all kinds of odious people, but I never thought that I'd criticize the children. And the children of Madonna they look like their souls are dead. They look as if their souls are rotting inside their small bodies. And it's quite a horrifying thing to realize that one so young could already have a soul. I mean, the essence, the God essence or the God spark is somehow blackened inside of them. And I feel that...
All right, can we stop this, Carl? Because I really am uncomfortable with it.
Certainly. I'm not trying to...
Well, let's just move past the kids. Let's get on with her career, her show. You also wrote a little bit about...
Well, look, let's talk just before. This gap in her teeth is something that her children... And the gap, by the way, is so big when she smiles, you can see her tonsils. I mean, and the children have...
Let's get off of her personal looks, and I want to get back onto the show, is all I'm saying.
I'd be happy to do that, Phil, but I want you to know something. This is all very, very pertinent to who the woman is. That she has fooled us into thinking she's beautiful, when in point of fact, she has a face that would stop time. She has a face that would turn a man into a pillar of salt. And yet, she has convinced Americans that she's beautiful, and only Americans, I might add, that she's beautiful.
All right, well, we'll get on to what you think of Americans, too. Carl Mizliz joined us, 1-800-449-8686. Madonna's show, apparently, is... terrible. We'll be right back with Carl of the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Henry Show is back 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Carl Mizla of the London Standard, who was at Madonna's show at the Forum last night and has painted a picture of her show that is so utterly without any redeeming value, as you said, a patently offensive show. You haven't been specific. What you're describing, how is it that this woman, and by the way, we'll get to a phone call here or two in a moment, but I wanted to ask you this. How is it that this woman that you describe as nothing more than a farm sow, how has she attracted such a legion of fans, and that she comes off in interviews that I've heard is an articulate woman?
Well, there's no interview that I've ever done that I can assure you, but no interview that I've ever done, but that they don't know who reads my interviews. People today love to watch this merry heart, or they watch this E, as always with this bloody E, you know, which in my opinion stands for excrement, not entertainment. It stands for excrement television, not entertainment. So, no, if you've read any one of the three or four interviews that I've done with Madonna, you would have read the truth about the woman. But
so why do people have this perception that she's a great woman and a great talent?
Madonna is a master manipulator. She can camouflage herself in so many different ways, and of course, you know, the Americans, they can't recognize her. They fawn all over her. They think she's something she's not. The remarkable trait that you people have, really, over here, as a matter of fact, I'd almost call it a talent, that you have in America at looking at maggot-ridden roadkill and think it's filet mignon.
All right, that's a pretty strong criticism. What you're saying is that we have no ability to judge talent in this country. We've produced quite a few great talents in this country. You know, and I can name the Frank Sinatras of the world, the George Gershwins of the world.
Frank Sinatra was a wonderful singer. George Gershwin was a wonderful singer, but they're not Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, are they? And to hear Americans tell it, every time one of you has a bowel movement, it's supposed to be taken as the possibility of gold being discovered. It's just, without question, the most maddening aspect of America. And I think it's what makes Madonna so popular, that you've been able to, you all think that she, when she farts, it smells like, you know, lilacs. And I'm just not buying it, especially if you saw what you saw last night.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Carl Mizla with us. Andy, go ahead.
Carl, I would like to tell you that for the last 20 minutes, I didn't hear anything but the personal attacks on Madonna. What I would like to hear is the fact, just the fact.
All right, well,
let us judge, okay? Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I've interviewed the woman four or five times, so it's not as if I'm speaking from a lack of experience with Madonna. So what can I do for you, Andy? What would you like me to say that I've not been able to explain to you?
Okay, I just cannot judge, I just cannot get a clear picture, because, like, in that old joke, he made an despicable crime. What is that crime? I cannot tell you, otherwise it wouldn't be despicable.
You're speaking about her stage show, the reinvention tour.
That is correct.
All right. The show itself is almost utterly impossible to describe, it's so bad. She comes out and begins a series of unspeakable acts that would make Caligula blush. And if you want me to explain who Caligula was, Andy, I'd be very happy to.
I do know who Caligula
all right.
was.
She proceeds from this series of unspeakable acts into a song. Her singing voice, as you know, the woman is rather advanced in age now. She's about 44, 45 years of age. And so her singing voice is almost... It would bring you to tears to hear how she sings now, because she just doesn't have the voice that she once had, if indeed she had a voice at all. She then breaks into these songs that are so difficult to hear that I would rather hear a man being tortured. I would rather hear the screams of a man being tortured than listen to her sing. And she wraps the entire evening up after she goes through a few more unspeakably disgusting displays of herself and her body, that I want to leave and I want to get sick against a wall somewhere.
Okay, did you sit through the entire concert?
That really wasn't as specific as.
Well, how specific do you gentlemen want me to be? I mean, it's like asking me, Phil, would you please describe in great detail the Nick Berg video? I don't want to. I can't relive it. I can't think of it.
Are you telling me that Madonna's show last night was as disturbing to watch as the Nick Berg video?
Yes, I am. And I hope that gives both of you gentlemen a general idea of what I'm talking about.
Okay, thank you.
It was disturbing, it was violent, it was... And that, of course, is what she has done to Lena Wertmuller, too.
I want to get to Lena Wertmuller. A lot of people don't know who she is. She's the lady that had originally made a movie called Swept Away that Madonna and her husband, Guy Ritchie, remade. But the Nick Berg video is so violent and unrelentingly so that one is haunted by it for days. Are you telling me that Madonna's stage show was violent?
I'm telling you that Madonna's stage show and Madonna herself stay with you the way a horrible gastric attack stays with you, the way a spastic colon stays with you. It stays with you the way angina does, the chest pains. Madonna's entire performance persona and the woman herself is like an unrelentingly inflamed hemorrhoid that bleeds and...
Okay, man, God!
Would you ask me?
I mean, everything about this woman is just so vile. Now we've gotten to hemorrhoids. I've listened to her music.
Well, you're an American. And
you're saying that Americans are so utterly without any perception that we don't know what bad music is.
Well, you don't know it, but look, coming from the European tradition, where we've had centuries of music, and we've been able to discern sort of what is talent and what is flash in the pan. Americans don't know that. It's only 200 years of American culture. Now, I want to get to Lena Wertmuller because...
All right, well, let me give our number out here. 1-800-449-8686. Carl Misla, who has been on this show for the last 45 minutes describing Madonna in varying degrees as a sow... That her personal hygiene, you said she smells like manure that's been festering under hay in a barn.
Yes, that is the description that I use, that in the London Standard column.
So we've gotten into her personal hygiene. You say her children have the dull, dead look of people whose souls are black. These are children.
Phil, if you want, I can call up Mary Hart or John Tesh or one of these other... these other dozy bastards that you watch on television, and you can talk to them, and they'll tell you all about how Madonna is all so wonderful. But Lena Wertmuller made a movie called Swept Away that Guy Ritchie, who is the latest indecent joke that Madonna has decided to betroth herself to, or at least hitch her wagon to for a while, and they decided to remake what was once a beautiful movie. It was once upon a time a beautiful movie. It's been destroyed by the two of them. Madonna and Guy Ritchie took Swept Away and completely and utterly blew huge... I mean, they just blew huge hanging hawk goobers all over this thing. It was just... Now, here's what happened. Once they completed the stench that was Swept Away, Lena Wertmuller saw it. And it is reported to me that she attempted suicide by asphyxiating herself in her Mercedes-Benz. I have never, in 15 years of covering entertainment, ever heard of anyone trying to commit suicide after watching a film because it was so bad. That's what I heard. And
I won't tell you that I like the Madonna version of Swept Away, and I will tell you I'm a big admirer of Lena Wertmuller's. I didn't know she tried to kill herself.
Well, I believe she... My God, what Guy Ritchie did to that beautiful film. Right there, Madonna would never be able to apologize enough for butchering a film so bad that the original director tried to kill herself. That's unbelievable.
1-800-449-8686.
I mean, we've been forced to see into this woman's soul, and we have seen it through places on her body that no one should have to look through without protection on. We have had to, if you will, look into, we've been forced to look at Madonna sitting on a toilet, and all we ask is that someone passes a prophylactic big enough to cover our entire bodies in, and no one will protect us from it. The Americans continue to foist this woman and her bathroom habits on all of us, and I'm sick of it. I'm just one writer who's sick of it.
All right, let me go over here to Melody. Melody, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just want to know who's forcing him to watch this.
Well, ma'am,
I'm an American. I'm not forcing him.
Let me answer this. Let me answer the question for you, Melody. He's a newspaper reporter and he's a reviewer, so he has to watch it.
Okay. Well,
it happens to be my job that I'm supposed to review what passes for American culture, and I don't mean to offend. I truly don't mean to offend you. I'm trying to say that when it comes to certain forms of American entertainment, why can't the American people see that what they think is so wonderful is viewed in reality as nothing more than something out of a cat's rear end? And this is true of not just Madonna, but a great many things.
Well, let me say this. I haven't heard the whole show. I just got off work, and what I heard just inflamed me so bad I had to call. But don't lump us all into one group. I don't care for Madonna. I have no desire to see Madonna. But it's not all Americans. I mean,
the woman is obviously so very, very popular in America. And
well, she's
quite...
also popular in Europe.
She's over there doing a tour.
People are coming to see her.
Well, as you said, you didn't hear the entire interview. She's popular in Europe as a joke. Everyone in Europe knows she's a joke. In America, they take her seriously as some kind of artiste, you know, as if she's a...
Well, not me.
It drives me crazy, and I... Well, I'm very proud of you then, Melody, and I would say that you are very unique, because in my travels across this country, I find the American people to be almost almost mind-numbingly stupid when it comes to the entertainment.
Now, hold on for a minute. You are living here, right?
I'm here on a work visa, yes.
All right. Didn't you apply for a green card?
Yes, I did.
Well, that means that you would live here on a semi-permanent base. Why would you want to live here?
Don't start with that, Phil, about it. You know, if you don't like it, leave thing. That's another predictable thing Americans do. They go, if you don't like it, why don't you leave? I'm here because I like to make money, and you can make a great deal of money in America.
Yeah, but you're knocking the way that we enjoy ourselves. You're not...
Oh, so you're a Madonna fan now?
No, I'm with Melody. I'm not particularly fond of her either.
Well, then you can see my point, and it is the other Americans...
You're here for the money. I mean, then just take the money and go, but don't criticize
us. This sow is making you people look bad, I'm trying to tell you.
The sow? You talking about Madonna?
Yes, this cow and her soul-dead children and the microcephalic imbecile that she's married to, this guy Richie, who took a gorgeous film like Swept Away and wiped his hind end with it. This is unnecessary, and I say I'm for one, you know.
But you're no different from her. She's just doing what she can to make money, and you are too.
Look,
so what's the difference?
Melody, you are exactly what Madonna doesn't have. Melody. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, and so I don't listen to her.
And Americans have a lot to be sorry for these days. Let's face it. Let's not this cloven-hoofed beast take this country any lower, all right? I mean, there's enough mistakes that America's made and enough abomination that America's spread around the world, enough of your bile that to cover, God knows, every man, woman, and child on Earth over 50 times over. Let's not make it any worse.
Now, wait just a minute. Now you're getting into our politics?
Oh, well, look at you getting all upset. You.
Wait, we're talking about Madonna, man.
Well, you're
this is the one country where you can say what you want to say. Look at the mass murder
that you're committing in Iraq. And that,
what are you talking about, the mass murder?
Oh, and Saddam Hussein was a great man.
And the way Americans love to wave their flag, you know, I'd love to have toilet paper that was red, white, and blue.
Look, you're a hateful man if you're saying these things, Mr. Misler. You want to talk about Madonna, that's one thing. I think that your problem with Madonna isn't that she doesn't have any talent.
In your radio announcer, do you? I think you sound like Porky Pig. You sound like an imbecile.
I'd like to know who you work for so that we can all sign a petition and get rid of you.
I work for the London Standard, which I don't think, Melody, you read, first of all, because it's a London newspaper. Secondly, I don't think you'd understand a lot that's in it. But let me just say, for all of the war crimes...
So now you're attacking my intelligence?
Now you're attacking this lady's intelligence.
No, I'm just...
I have a doctor's degree. I'm not stupid.
But a doctor's degree. That means you know how to play golf. I would say that... I would say that for all the war crimes America's committed and all of the children that it's murdered, why do you have to give us Madonna? And that's all I'm saying. What's worse, murdered children or Madonna? Frankly, I think Madonna's worse, but they're both odious.
Man... Thank you, Melody.
Is he for real? You're welcome.
Man, you want to know something? I hope not.
Look, Melody, why don't you throw Madonna's greatest hits into your Traykel CD deck and off you go, you know?
Traykel?
Tercel.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio Speed Trap. The Phil Henry Show is back.
What, Carl? Because I don't have a lot of time.
Well, I've got a part of an interview that I did there with Madonna. I thought perhaps you wanted to hear it.
You? What were these comments she made?
These are comments she made right after the show the other night, right?
Go ahead.
Well, here I asked her the question. When you come home at night after a performance, what would you say your husband hears when he hears you singing? And she replied,
"You want to do that again?"
I guess I blew that, didn't I?
Yeah, you pretty much blew that, man. You were supposed to play the cow first, then the horn. Plus, what do you, when you come home from a concert?
All right, I'm sorry.
Look at you. You know, you knock Madonna, man. You can't even pull off a little bit of radio comedy like that. What a lame ass you are, you freaking limey.
You know, you've got some kind of bear on you to call me.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling. Now do it again and do it right.
I said to Madonna, I said, "What do you suppose your husband hears when he hears you singing?" And she said,
"Now hit the horn."
Oh, so that's how you do that.
Yeah, you know, I've heard radio in England, and
it's called Britain, by the way.
Yeah, I've heard radio in England, and it sucks, man. So why don't you stick to writing reviews of Madonna, and thank you very much.
You know, you Yanks are all the same, right? You know, and there's no wonder they call you Yanks, dude. That's probably spent half your time pulling on it, don't you? You know.
See you later. Carl Misler there from the London Standard. Boy, have you ever been to Britain? Have you ever been to London and listened to the radio that they have over there? You've never heard anything worse. As good as their television is, and it's so far better than ours, it's beyond description. What British TV is so far advanced beyond American, it's beyond description. But they more than make up for the lack with their radio. It's unlistenable. In fact, it sounded like that bit that Carl just did. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Coming up, we'll have another interview with Michael Moore, the filmmaker. We are also going to be getting into Phil's mailbag, how to read a news story. We got two of them because the news is particularly confusing and badly written. And a Kobe Bryant update coming up on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism.